This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 6 decades ago this week, communist forces from North Korea attacked South Korea and started a civil war that would last 3 years and kill nearly 3 million people. The United States led a hastily assembled United Nations force that defended the South. Veterans from at least 15 nations have gathered in Seoul to commemorate that war. Dwali Saikai Tao reports.
It's been a busy week of pageantry from Seoul to the port city of Busan. At a commemoration earlier this week on the 8th U.S. Army base, the American ambassador Kathleen Stevens said South Korea is no longer a country that Americans know little about.
And Koreans are no longer a people we never met. Our relationship is broad and deep. We share so much.
The ambassador said South Korea has become a prosperous democracy, but she also said the work here on the Korean Peninsula will remain unfinished until all of the people of Korea live together free and at peace. That's what 80-year-old New Yorker Thomas Nuzzo hopes for, too. He served as an infantry soldier in the last year of the Korean War.
Try to imagine a city kid from Manhattan, young, transposed to Korea. I mean, and I'm talking about not this Korea, the old Korea. To me, it was fascinating. I just ate it up.
After the war ended, he liked to leave his camp and snap photos of the Korean people and often returned to one village in particular where he struck up a friendship with a young Korean woman.
And because I kept going, little by little, hello, 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 we met. You know, in the army, you don't know when you're going to move around. When I was told, okay, Nuzzo, the day after tomorrow you're going, it was a very sad time. And she gave me a little package. I put it in my duffel bag. And a month later, when I got home, I opened it. What do you think she gave me to remember her? It's called chogori. It's the little jacket that they have, very short, with billowing leaves. She gave me the one that I took her last picture.
80-year-old Tae Hee Lee was born in Iksan, South Korea, but joined U.S. forces as an intelligence officer during the war.
I was working there, you know, guarding the DMZ area, and we had a very, very heavy fighting over there. But today, you know, 60 years later, we're just peaceful. But as a professional, you know, the soldier, I can see anything could happen anytime.
I am Doug Fargo, and I am a veteran, an infantryman, and an infantry officer in World War II and Korea. And I came to Korea in October or November of 1951 and commanded an infantry unit. I met my unit on Heartbreak Ridge. I only lost three.
Australians John Dewson and Max Gant are touring the war memorial in Seoul as children play on the grounds. Both served in the Korean War. During a brief stop, Gant let it be known that he just turned 83.
83 today.
Happy birthday, son.
Don't mention it, mate. I never mention it.
Dewson served in the 3rd Battalion, Royal Australian Regiment, and Gant served with Australia's Sea Furies and Fireflies aircraft carrier.
I think that it is fantastic to be able to come back here and see this lovely country the way that it is now as compared with what it was during the Korean War.
Yeah, it was all rubble. Shelled by the Yanks and every other bastard had ever come back. And they went back the other way and they shelled it again. It was pathetic.
South Korean veteran Moon Jun-suk was conscripted into the Korean War at the age of 17.
그때 그 비참한 그 생각도 하기도 싫고.
I cannot even bring myself to think of those desperate times. Honestly, I am amazed that the Korean people were able to stand against the North Korean army with the weak weapons we had at the time. If not for the United Nations command, South Korea would have been defeated for sure.
An estimated 40,000 troops from the UN command died on the Korean Peninsula, most of them Americans. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikau Tao in Seoul.